Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to The Dopamine Declutter. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dopamine? Isn't that some fancy word scientists use when they want to sound smart? Well, hold on to your hats, because today we're diving deep into this neurochemical powerhouse that's secretly running the show in our brains, and trust me, understanding it can seriously level up your life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next hit of happiness? That little burst of satisfaction from a notification, a juicy piece of chocolate, or even just scrolling through social media? Yeah, that's dopamine at work, folks. It's our brain's reward system, designed to keep us motivated and engaged. But here's the catch. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with dopamine triggers. Instant gratification everywhere you turn. Think about it. A new email notification, a text message alert, even that delicious latte you crave every morning, they all trigger a quick dopamine spike. It's like our brain is on a sugar rush, always chasing that next high. So, what happens when we become addicted to this cycle of instant gratification? Well, our brains start rewiring themselves, needing more and more dopamine to feel satisfied. That's where the decluttering comes in. By understanding how dopamine works, we can learn to manage it, break free from these addictive cycles, and find lasting happiness that goes beyond fleeting moments of pleasure. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your dopamine detox journey. 1. Dopamine isn't just about pleasure. While it's associated with feelings of happiness and reward, dopamine also plays a crucial role in focus, motivation, and learning. It's the fuel that keeps us going, but too much can lead to distraction and procrastination. 2. Delayed gratification is your superpower. It may seem counterintuitive, but practicing delayed gratification actually boosts your dopamine levels in the long run. Think of it like this. When you resist that instant urge for a sugary treat or scrolling through social media, your brain releases a surge of dopamine because you've accomplished something challenging. 3. Find your flow state. Ever get so engrossed in an activity that you lose track of time? That's your flow state, a zone of deep focus and enjoyment where dopamine levels naturally peak. Find activities that bring you into this state, whether it's painting, playing music, or even solving puzzles. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps you appreciate the little things in life, which can lead to sustained feelings of happiness without relying on external stimuli. Try meditation, journaling, or simply taking a few minutes each day to savor your surroundings. 5. Don't be afraid to unplug. Our devices are designed to keep us hooked, constantly vying for our attention with notifications and updates. Taking regular breaks from screens can do wonders for your dopamine levels and overall well-being. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine waking up on a Saturday morning, no alarm clock buzzing in your ear. You feel refreshed and energized, ready to tackle the day without that nagging urge to check your phone first thing. You spend the morning engrossed in a project you're passionate about, losing track of time as you enter your flow state. Later, you meet up with friends for a real-life conversation, savoring every moment instead of scrolling through social media feeds. This is what it feels like to have a healthy relationship with dopamine, a sense of balance and fulfillment that goes beyond fleeting pleasures. So, remember guys, the key is not to eliminate dopamine altogether. It's essential for our well-being. It's about managing it effectively, finding those sustainable sources of joy, and resisting the urge to chase every fleeting high. Want to level up your life? Start by incorporating these 5 takeaways into your daily routine. Challenge yourself to resist that instant gratification urge, embrace mindfulness, and discover activities that bring you into that glorious flow state. Trust me, your brain and your entire well-being will thank you for it. Now, go out there and declutter that dopamine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little nudge in the right direction. And if you have any questions or insights of your own, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.